Today's audio cast for Monday, March 26, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Columbia Aircraft has replaced its CEO and announced a 4 to 6 week furlough of 185 employees as part of a major restructuring bid. The company will remain in operation and continue to produce airplanes, but under new leadership. Bing Lannis has stepped down as CEO to attend to family matters and other personal interests, according to the company. He's been replaced by Juan Abdul-Mahid, a longtime Columbia and aviation industry veteran. Earlier this month, the company announced the permanent layoff of 59 workers as part of a bid to restore profitability. The latest announcement doesn't stop at the corner office or shop floor, however. The company also named Carl Young as the new chief restructuring officer, Michael Culver as chief financial officer, and Richard Ricard as chief operating officer. The furlough is taking place while the Bend, Oregon plant is reorganized to implement lean manufacturing and lean enterprise process improvements. Mahid said the furloughed employees will continue to receive company benefits, and he expects to recall them all within 4 to 6 weeks. The FAA must implement changes in the way it is funded before it can afford to embrace the myriad of technologies that are envisioned for the next generation air transportation system, according to senior FAA staffers. Appearing before the Senate Aviation Subcommittee, Charles Leader, director of the Joint Planning and Development Office, told committee members that the controversial system of user fees and tax increases now under consideration by Congress for FAA reauthorization is a key element of FAA modernization. General aviation groups and even the Government Accountability Office have dismissed the need for a wholesale change in the way the FAA is funded, saying there's plenty of money available under the current system of ticket and cargo taxes and the existing fuel tax levied on GA aircraft. Meanwhile, the Government Accountability Office says the cost of equipping aircraft for the next generation air transportation system will range from $14 billion to $20 billion, depending on the gear that will be needed, the number of very light jets that will be using the system, and how much downtime will be required to install the equipment. The GAO was quoting figures it says were recently released by the FAA's Joint Projects Development Office, which says the government will spend between $15 billion and $22 billion on the project by 2025. The wide range reflects uncertainty in just what the system will entail. Meanwhile, the GAO says the FAA is generally moving in the right direction with NGATS, but there's a looming leadership vacuum that could hinder the process. The GAO says the FAA should move quickly to replace its chief operating officer to ensure at least some continuity when Administrator Marion Blakey's term expires in September. COO Russ Chu left the post in February, and coupled with Blakey's departure, could jeopardize the modernization initiatives the agency created, particularly the structural and technological changes that will be the foundation of the next-generation air transportation system. New York legislators have removed a bill that would have barred anyone younger than 17 from flying any type of aircraft in the state. FAA regulations allow teens as young as 14 to fly balloons and gliders solo, and also allow 16-year-olds to solo powered planes, but the now-defunct proposal would have set the limit in New York at 17 years old, regardless of aircraft type. AOPA credits angry New York pilots who contacted their state assembly member for getting the bill quashed. Meanwhile, AOPA is still battling the New York law that requires background checks on student pilots. It has launched a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the law and is also lobbying state politicians. DayJet, the per-seat on-demand charter operator that is Eclipse's biggest customer, hopes to get its first Eclipse 500 in April and start training its pilots. The startup has received FAA approval for its pilot training program and just needs airplanes to train them on. Co-founder Ed Iacobucci said the first four of its 239 Eclipses will be used to get pilots type-rated. Iacobucci said delays in getting the Eclipse 500 to market haven't shaken his confidence in the airplane, maintaining he has every confidence in the airplane and that it will meet DayJet's customers' needs. Announcing the new AvWeb.com, the world's best website for general aviation news and information, now featuring 24/7 updates, news alerts, AvWeb Flash, fantastic photos, video of the week, the Fuel Finder, and short Final Aviation's funniest radio banner. Visit www.avweb.com today for all this and a whole lot more. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com, and this report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, March 30th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.